Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Grammar police are in. It is emasculating, not demasculating. So apologies there. We're talking about Desmond Howard dropping this Monday bomb while taking out his garbage. He said, don't be surprised if the Texas job opens up.
Yeah. Basically, well, of course, a mutual parting of ways. And this is on the heels of maybe 3-4 weeks ago, there was a report that Sark was looking at the NFL.
You know what's funny about it too is, like, he said it was Monday, so he posted that on Monday.
Yeah.
Sark only addressed it today. It's only gone viral today.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting how it just probably sat out there for 2 days and no one really cared, and then it goes viral.
Yeah.
And now Sark's talking about it.
Well, Sark's talking about it. The AD's talking about it.
Everybody's talking about it.
Well, it's kind of a big deal, right? I mean, Texas was the number one team, and last year, you know, the last couple of years they've been on the doorstep of a national championship, and this year has been a bit of a disappointment, and all of a sudden, you know, there's this.
But what I'm saying is it wasn't a big deal until it went viral.
Until it was.
This is the power of going viral.
Yeah, there's
this. This is why people are so terrified of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, again,
Neil Olshey.
I wonder how many, I wonder how many recruits, and maybe that's ultimately what it is, how many boosters and recruits eventually asked about it to where, you know, if one or two, but if you get 10 recruits and 3 high-level boosters that have all contacted the AD or someone in the football department, then you're like, damn it, like, we actually have to talk about this now.
Well, just a little whimsy before we get to Kirk Herbstreit with Sark. What if he left? Like, who would Texas hire? Like, isn't that like the best job?
One of the top three.
I mean, I'd rather be in the Big Ten. So probably Ohio State's the best job.
Yeah, that's the only the only challenge to that is you do have to play in the SEC. But Texas and Ohio State are the two biggest brands. They make the most money. I mean, obviously, you can prove that you can win there. You played, you know, you're in the playoff basically every year, or at least, you know, close to it. Fertile recruiting grounds, more resources than you could want. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be there? Which, again, leads to the question of why would Sark want to leave?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but I guess the rumor is that he was not trying to leave for another college program. He was trying to leave for the NFL.
Well, and I also don't think he would want to leave. It's just, maybe it's like, hey, look.
Well, that's the Lincoln Riley.
You know how
thing.
UT yeah. is. They're like, maybe we want to look around, and then he's like, well, F you. Then, like, he said, because Howard said in there, mutual parting away.
Well, that's the Lincoln Riley thing, right? When Josh Pate was talking about Lincoln Riley, that was more so of, if Lincoln Riley went to USC and was like, hey, I'm looking elsewhere, would USC really be that pissy about it, or would they be like, okay, cool, man, like, we want to be out of this deal anyways, like, good luck. I mean, but last year, Sark signed that massive extension there in Texas. They used the whole Alabama thing, well, it was like 2 years ago, right? The Alabama job as leverage, because they have the same agent, to jack up his price.
So who would you hire if you're Texas?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this. You got one of two ways. If you're Texas, you can go get a sitting coach. You can probably go get most sitting coaches. You can
probably get anybody.
With the exception of, you know, Ryan Day, Dan Lanning, Marcus Freeman, right? Those people probably aren't going anywhere.
Ooh, Freeman.
Yeah, but he's not leaving Notre Dame.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just don't think you're going anywhere. But outside of those handful of guys that are really entrenched in programs that have everything, you're Texas. You can probably go get most anybody. But I would also like to point out that the coaches that we just talked about, coaches that in, if you were to say who was the immovable coaches, Dan Lanning, Ryan Day, most people think Marcus Freeman, who just laughed at the LSU and Florida job.
I would have said Sark.
Sark, but obviously he you know, if he leaves, by the way, I'm not certain that the NFL is beating down Sark's door, just FYI. Is there any other coaches that you would say are immovable?
In college football, I could see Freeman moving, but it would have to be something like Texas.
Yeah. My point is, all if we're just
Cignetti?
Oh, there you go. There's another one. All three of those guys were either low level
Elko
or assistant coaches. Lanning was like a 2-year coordinator at Georgia. Marcus Freeman was promoted from within. Ryan Day was promoted from within. None of those guys were the sitting guy somewhere else that they went and grabbed. So if you're Texas, maybe you look at, you know, who the hot coordinator is. I'm not saying that, like,
don't they have that old Washington coordinator that was with Sark?
Yeah, Kwiatkowski is still there.
Yeah, he's there, right? He's their offensive coordinator?
Defensive coordinator. Yeah.
Well, their defense is pretty good.
Their defense is
good. Hire that guy.
I don't think he's head coach guy.
Why not?
He just doesn't have the, he's just not the leader of a program. And it doesn't sound like, and that he kind of knows that too. I think he's one of those guys that is more than happy to just give me my $2 million a year and I will coach defense and let you do with all the other crap.
All right. Well, it's all speculation, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
Here.
Wildly speculate.
Yeah, sports radio, man.
But that, when I heard that Sark was sniffing around the NFL, my first thought was who?
Well, yeah, no one's going to hire Sark. Why would anyone hire Sark?
So you're telling me that Sark's reputation is so stellar that the NFL comes? Huh?
I don't really see college guys that don't you think that ship's kind of sailed a little bit? The college guys going to the NFL?
It usually does not work out very
right.
well.
No. I mean, how many times? I mean, and give me a college guy who would just be like, wow, that really fits. Dan Lanning doesn't fit in the NFL. No. He doesn't seem like he fits in the NFL.
Well, first off, he's younger than half the players, and a lot of Dan's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, how should we say?
Oh, boy.
What would you call it?
This is going to go viral.
No. Just his...
chutzpah?
His chutzpah? I'm telling you, that's not a fit for every NFL locker room. That right there, in a lot of places, doesn't fly. Now... Yeah, a lot of guys that are 35 don't care. Leave me alone. I'm a professional and I'm going to go do my thing. Now, to be fair, I think when Lanning's name started getting kicked around and people started, you know, milling the NFL stuff was like the rise of Dan Campbell. because Dan Campbell has some of that Dan Lanning in him. The difference is that Dan Campbell played in the NFL for a decade, coached exclusive in the NFL, and has been around that league. The NFL is a weird place that when they don't feel that you've earned their respect and you don't understand their stripes, even Nick Saban is the greatest college coach of all time. And go ask anyone that was down there in Miami. No one respected him. And Nick walked into a place basically saying, you will respect me. And Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor and Dante Culpepper threatened to fight him. Like, Dante Culpepper had to be held back from beating Saban up.
Who do you think would win that fight?
I think Dante Culpepper.
Oh.
You think anybody would defend Nick Saban and fight for him?
I think someone would feel bad as the blows rain down upon him. So
yeah, you break it up. Defend him, but you break it up. Jim Harbaugh worked, but I also
Worked. But again, long-time NFL guy.
I think of him as an NFL coach before being a college. I thought of him as an NFL coach who went to college.
Yes.
Now Pete Carroll is the one exception.
Yes, Pete
who
has
felt
worked.
Like just a college coach.
Yep.
Who has worked? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer even in the NFL. So
you remember too, though, that Pete is.
I just don't think college guys.
Pete, one of Pete's strengths, but also what he gets criticized for, is Pete's a very offhand NFL coach. Pete's a, hey man, we're just here to compete, and whatever happens, you know, kind of happens. Pete's not a heavy-handed, very intense sort of guy. He's chomping gum and clapping hands. It's just it's a fine line. There's such a difference between, first off, the college game and the NFL game are two wildly different things. They just are. From a lot of stuff that works in college will never work in the NFL because NFL players. Like, a lot of offensive schemes are awesome when you're playing against piss-poor DBs that you can just run into the ground. College systems are great when you can just run check down Charlie and get the ball out of your hand in 1 second, but when you have elite corners, there's nowhere to throw the ball. Or, like, a lot of Chip Kelly's run schemes, which are very simple, they work great in college, but all of a sudden in the NFL, you're like, hey, this should work. It doesn't. Why? Because Myles Garrett's out there. Well, we can block Myles Garrett. No, you can't. Like, no one can. Hey, our left guard can scoop this defensive tackle. No, he can't. Well, why not? Well, because that's Aaron Donald. So, like, the NFL game from a scheme-wise is way different. And then you go from dealing with 19, 20, 20-year-old kids that you have your thumb over them to where all of a sudden you have a 33-year-old man with three kids that, by the way, is making $60 million, and he's not going to listen to you browbeat him. Now, I do think that some of the coaches in college games today may be better suited because you're starting to see more of an NFL model. And Lanning has even said this. You can't browbeat players anymore. If you want to be Johnny Hardass to your star receiver, he'll be like, okay, cool, man. Bye. I'm going to go over here. And so there is more of an NFL feel to it. And so coaches are going to have to adapt. So that thing may actually get easier. But from Steve Spurrier to Nick Saban to, I mean, God, how many different college coaches have failed? And the only ones that have really succeeded are Jimmy Johnson and Pete Carroll. And it's a pretty short list. And then throw Harbaugh in there. But as you said, that was NFL to college.
Well, somebody said he started in college.
Yeah. But he played in the NFL for like 15 years.
It is weird. He started in college. He did. But I don't think of him as a college coach.
No.
I don't know why.
And he really is a... Dude, Harbaugh's a special guy. Whatever you think of Jim Harbaugh has been uber successful wherever he's gone.
Urban Meyer worked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you call you getting laid that? Working, yes. That
you guys remember that
him.
Magical year in Jacksonville?
One of the truly great college coaches of all time.
Yeah.
And remember he kicked his kicker?
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, like,
I remember he grabbed some girl's butt.
Yeah, well, he grabbed more than the butt. That was more of a he gave her a little bit of a how's your father. Yeah, that might have been the worst experiment of all time. Like, everyone hated him. He came in and was like,
it's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
He came in and thought he was coaching the Gators. They're like, yeah, kiss my ass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.